Good afternoon, folks. My name's Craig, and this is the Over the Fence show here on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM and on Free FM 89.0. Hope you fellas have a lovely spring day out there. We will pretty soon get on to some primary sector headlines, followed by some weather, followed by some gardening to do's, and then later on we're going to have a little chat about whitebait. And we'll talk about that a bit later on. But for now, while I get the headlines organised, I'm in two minds about what to play first, but I think I'll play this one. It's Bo Diddley, Pretty Things. Pretty Thing. Headlines time. On Over the Fence Show, Fonterra has released a full year result which delivers a $583 million profit for the co-op. Chief Executive Miles Harrell said 2022 was a good year, despite increased costs associated with supply chain volatility. The farmgate milk price was the strongest ever, which would return an estimated $13.7 billion to the economy in milk price payments alone this year. Horticultural growers are hailing the government's new national policy statement for highly productive land as a good first step. The new rules are aimed at ensuring highly productive lands can be used for growing vegetables, fruit and other produce. And now councils will need to identify, map and manage productive land to protect it from development into housing, mostly. Horticulture New Zealand Chief Executive Nadine Tunley said much work was still to be done, as the policy would need to integrate with two other policies, the Spatial Planning Bill and the Natural and Built Environments Bill, which are replacing the RMA. And there's actually another bill as well as a third one. I can't remember the name of it right now, but that's also coming in to replace the RMA. So Spatial Planning Bill, the Natural Bush Environments Bill, and another one to replace the RMA, which, yeah, I guess kind of needs to be done in a way, but I don't know. We'll see how it all unfolds, I guess. Sherry and Wool Handlers are training organisations in New Zealand and Australia. Have signed a memorandum of understanding in a bid to address labour shortages. The MOU will allow the training organisations to work together on shearing and wool handling training consistencies, which will better prepare the wool workforce for mahi on both sides of the ditch. Hopes are to bring more people into the wool sheds as a career, as a lack of shearers and skilled wool handlers over the past 2 years has seen the cost of shearing increase by about 20% in New Zealand. A UK-based company, Harmony Energy, has been given approval to install about 330,000 solar panels on a farm in the Waikato this week. The panels are set to be interspersed with grazing animals in paddocks on the farm. The Environmental Protection Authority has also granted Harmony approval to build a large solar farm in Te Aroha West, which will provide power to 30,000 homes. Sheep can graze underneath the panels, but not cattle, because they're bigger, obviously. And Environment Minister David Parker has announced almost $6 million to fund four projects as part of the previously announced $50 million Plastics Innovation Fund. The examples include a project, the biodegradable pots being used to sell seedlings and plants at gardening stores, a joint venture between Māori New Zealand Waste Management and Unitech to turn old PVC and HDPE pipes into new pipes, an expansion in New Zealand of a New Zealand company's capacity to recycle polystyrene into building products. It'd be interesting to get Rick Thorpe about these things. So I might endeavour to do that over the next little while. But there's some headlines for you today. And next thing I'm going to play for your listening pleasure is this one, Babylon Sisters Live by Steely Dan.
Thank you.
That is Steely Dan live, Babylon Sisters live, off their album Alive in America. I love that one. Weather time now on the Over the Fence Show. A northerly quarter airflow is over New Zealand today, with heavy rain at times for the west coast down south, somewhere between 80 and 140 millimetres. And warm in the east, maybe in the late teens to early 20s. High cloud is expected, so conditions may not be totally sunny. Southerly start out in the far south tomorrow morning, reaching Canterbury on Thursday afternoon, Marlborough in the evening, and then the lower North Island overnight tomorrow night. As the southerlies move northwards, expect rain to also push northwards in the east also, and conditions will ease later in the day in the far south. It's going to be snow, ladies and gentlemen, to about 400 metres in the far south, and this is on Thursday, tomorrow, and to about 500 metres overnight in Canterbury. So there we are. A bit of snow, a bit chilly down south. What's happening in the Waikato? There's a mix of cloud, chance of a shower. More so in the east. It's cloudy today, sunny with showers. Tomorrow, rain. Friday, Saturday, possible storms. Maybe thunderstorms on Sunday, they're saying. Clearing showers from Monday. Daytime temperatures range from 18 to 19 degrees. Apart from Saturday, which is going to be only 14 degrees. And nighttime temperatures today range from, I'll talk Sunday, sorry, is between 11 and 14 degrees. Then from Monday, between 8 and 9 degrees. So it's going to get a little bit chillier into next week. And looking out the window today, yeah, it's cloudy. Yeah, but it's, you know, it's warm enough. And the winds all through the quarters this week. Northeasterly today, northerly tomorrow, west-nor-wester Friday, easterly Saturday, east-nor-easter Sunday, south-easterly Monday, south-south-easter Tuesday. Sun rose at 7:01 a.m. and will set at 7:21 p.m. The length of visible light is 13 hours and 9 minutes. And the actual day length is 12 hours and 17 minutes. So it was only the equinox maybe a week or two ago. So yeah, stretching out quickly the days. And the moon, ladies and gentlemen, is a waxing crescent. It's only 4% illuminated and rose at 8:11 a.m. and will set at 9:44 p.m. with the first quarter on the 3rd of October. So it's new moon phase at present. I've been wondering why I haven't seen the moon lately. We've had in between clouds, I've been looking out in the evening looking for the moon, but yeah, it's coming up during the day at the moment, so that's probably why. And the rain, ladies and gentlemen, 22 mils have fallen up in Tahutawai this week. Thank you, Craig. There's been 8 millimetres fall in 3 streams. Thank you, Callum. And yeah, yet again, I've been looking at the Waikato District Council official rainfall website, and it says there's been nothing falling in Wainaro, Wairamarama, or the Pinnacles, which I kind of don't believe. So yeah, it needs a bit of work if anyone's listening who's involved with that out there. That's the weather. I'm going to come back to some gardening to-dos after this one. Kind of a bluesy one by Mr. Jimi Hendrix called Hear My Trainer Coming.
Well, I hear my trainer coming. Hear my trainer coming.
And there we go, folks. That was Hear My Trainer Coming, Jimi Hendrix. And it's gardening time now here on the Over the Fence show. And if you're gardening by the moon, ladies and gentlemen, time to prepare beds for spring planting by adding compost, rock dust or lime if necessary. Also good to plant out leafy greens and direct sow mescaline. What can you plant in the Waikato this week? Well, these things. Alyssum, apples, apricots, asparagus, basil, beans, beetroot, blackberry, blueberries, bok choy, broccoli, cabbage, calendula, capsicum, carrots, cauliflower, celery, chrysanthemum, coriander, cosmos, courgettes, cucumbers, dahlia daisies, dianthus, eggplant, feijoas, forget-me-not, fuchsia, gerbera, gladiolus, impatiens, kale, lavender, leeks, lemons, lettuce, lily, limes, mandarins, marigold, mesclun, oranges, pansy and viola, parsley, parsnip, bees, pears, petunia, phacelia, rose, silver beet, snapdragon, spinach, spring onions, strawberry, sweet pea, sweet corn, and tomatoes. Much, much, much. And that's gardening to do's. Now I'm going to play for you Lou Reed and John Cale, a song called Work. I've played it a few times on the show, and I like it. It always, when I find myself dilly-dallying when I'm supposed to be doing something, I always put this one on. And it's about Andy Warhol and what he was saying to Lou Reed to get him to do stuff, work.
Andy was a Catholic. The ethic ran through his bones. He lived alone with his mother, collecting gossip and toys. Every Sunday when he went to church, he'd kneel in his pew and he'd say, "It's just work. All that matters is work." And it was a lot of things, what I remember the most. You say I got to bring home the bacon, someone's got to bring home the roast. Got to the factory early, if you asked me, I told you straight out, it's just work. The most important thing is work. No matter what I did, it never seemed enough. He said I was lazy, I said I was young. He said how many songs did you write? I'd written zero, I lied and said 10. You won't be young forever. You should have written 15. It's work. The most important thing is work. You ought to make things big. People like it that way. And the songs with the dirty words, we called them that way. And he liked to stir up trouble. He was funny that way. He said it's just work. And he sat down to talk one day. He said, decide what you want. Do you want to expand your parameters or play the museums like some dilettante? I bite him on the spot. He got red and he called me a rat. It was the worst word that he could think of. And I never seen him like that. It's just work. I thought he said it's work. He said it's just work. I thought he said it's just work. And he said a lot of things. I stored them all the way in my head. Sometimes when I can't decide what I should do, I think, what would Andy have said? He'd probably say that you think too much. That's cause there's work that you don't want to do. It's just work. The most important thing is work. Hey, work. The most important thing is work.
And that was Work by Lou Reed and John Cale, of course, who were both in the Velvet Underground under Andy Warhol, who kind of set the band up. And, yeah, if you listen to the lyrics there, you'd probably pick up that the whole song was basically about what Andy Warhol used to say to Lou Reed. Anyway, it's time for public service announcements here on the Over the Fence show, and I've just been in discussion with Aaron about things. And the Whangaroa Talent Factory, the submissions for that are actually officially closed, but if you talk nicely to Aaron or somebody like that, you might still be able to get in if you want to. Word is on the street. And voting day, of course, ladies and gentlemen, is finishes on the 8th of October. Hey, Sarah. And so, get your votes in. I went down the library the other day, and it was a bit of a mix-up, to be honest, but... but anyways, yeah, it's all straightened out, so I'll go there later on today and do that. But Aaron just tells me he's been in touch with some people, and you can go any day of the week down there to make a special vote. And the Tool Library, of course, is open today. Our friends over there from the town hall in the Whangaroa. People come and go in here, so it's shaking me a little. And so anyway, yeah, Tool Library is open. The Aroha stand is in the entranceway to the town hall, which is straight outside Raglan Community Radio HQ here, in the small little room in the front of the town hall. And also Raglan Growers Market, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, starts again on the 14th of October. So start growing stuff or get involved with that somehow. And I think... as far as public service, oh, and of course, the Raglan Community Radio AGM and DJ gathering is this evening. If any other DJs listening, you might have missed the thing. It's tonight at 7 o'clock at the Community House. So there we are. There is some things to do, and I'm going to come back soon. And we're going to be talking about Whitebait after this one by The Cure, which is called 10:15 on a Saturday night. Thank you.
and I'm sitting in the kitchen sink. And the tap drips, drip, 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 drip.
That's The Cure there with 10:15 on a Saturday night. I think it was their first single, maybe. But it's a good one anyways. And so, this is a Whitebait special, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Over the Fence show. So, earlier this week, I did try to get a hold of our friends at the Department of Conservation. I rang the Hamilton office and got to, asked somebody to talk about, come on and talk about Whitebait. They sent me on to the media crew, and I've heard nothing since, so I guess it's up to me to talk about whitebait. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen, to clear up any confusion about where, whitebait and stuff like that. In general, the name Galaxid, which is most of the whitebaits, comes from patterns on the skin of adult fish that look like a galaxy of stars. Our Galaxids here in Aotearoa are generally nocturnal and very good at hiding. They find shelter and food in bushy streams. New Zealand also has a number of non-migratory Galaxids. Although Galaxid species are found in many places in the southern hemisphere, the banded giant and short-jawed cockapoo only exist in New Zealand. And so there's five different species that are classed as whitebait that people catch. One is the Enunga, which is the Galaxus maculatus, and the status of that is declining. And Enunga are found in a wide variety of habitats, from tiny creeks to coastal rivers, lowland streams, lakes and wetlands. They are the only Galaxid species where the adults swim in shoals. Enunga are small and short-lived, with mostly only surviving for 1 year and reaching about 100 mils in length. Although the longest on record is 190 mils. That's like, must be a granddaddy Galaxid, Enunga. Because they are poor climbers, Enungas are usually found near the coast. Their silvery belly and somewhat forked tail make them easy to distinguish. Found in places as far-flung as Chile, Australia and Argentina, Enunga are most commonly distributed native freshwater fish in the world. They're New Zealand's most commonly caught species of whitebait. So that's one. Another one is the banded cockapoo, Galaxus fasciatus. And banded cockapoo have pale vertical stripes across their sides. Also called Māori or native trout, they dwell in pools with overhanging banks, logs and boulders. Like other Galaxis, banded cockapoo have sensors on their heads to detect when and where something hits the water, enabling them to feed on insects that fall from overhanging plants. They're good climbers and can be found up to 550 metres. Bruno, how's it going, bro? they can be found at 500 metres above sea level. Most grow to around 200 mils long, but they can reach 260 mils. Banded cockapoo need streamside plants to survive. So that's a banded cockapoo. That's the second one. Third one, giant cockapoo, Galaxius argenteus. And the status of this one's also declining. So giant cockapoo are the largest of all the galaxids, not only in New Zealand but around the world. Although individuals are usually 300 to 400 mils long, one specimen has been found weighing 2.8 kgs and measuring 580 mil long. Not the most adept of climbers, giant cockapoo are generally found close to the sea. They inhabit wetlands, lakes and forest streams and rely on good bush surrounds. Giant cockapoo are skulking predators, lurking undercover and making speedy dashes to nab their prey. Slow growing and can live for more than 20 years. Like the banded cockapoo, giant cockapoo are also called native or Māori trout. And the next thing you might catch when you're white baiting is the koaro, which is Galaxius brevi pinus. Status is also declining. And koaro are accomplished climbers, being able to negotiate near vertical waterfalls, usually specially formed broad fins that have a grippy texture underneath. Living 15 years or more, koaro travel as far as 400 k's inland, that's a long way, and climb as high as 1,300 metres, believe it or not. These solitary fish are often found in fast-flowing, cool tussock or forest streams. They commonly grow to about 160 to 180 mil, but can reach 290 mil. In bright light, their skin shines with iridescence. And the last of the fifth and last of the whitebait species you might catch is the short jaw kokopoo, Galaxius postvictus. And short jaw kokopoo are rare, secretive and seldom seen. They usually grow to 150 to 200 mil, but can reach 370 mil. As their name suggests, they have a shorter lower jaw. This is probably a feeding adaptation that allows them to scrape insects off rocks in a stream, which is cool. Now, these fish are only found in New Zealand. They live in rocky forest streams at low to moderate altitudes. Many streams like this have been degraded, and the habitat about them has been lost. These changes have contributed to the rarity and threatened status of the short jaw, kokopoo. So there we are. When you're eating whitebait, you're going to have one of these five species probably. And so I'm going to come back soon. I'm going to play a song and then come back with some more stuff about whitebait. For now, I was talking about this last night at the pub with a bloke, Bevan. We were talking about Dunedin music scene and his and Graham Downs. He's unfortunately now he can't sing anymore or anything like that because he's got throat cancer. But I hear he's doing pretty well. So here's the Villains, Death on the Maiden.
There's no need for you to talk that.
Lane's there with Death and the Maiden. I hope you enjoyed that one, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to keep talking about whitebait here on the Over the Fence show. And what I want to add to what I said before, yes, most of the species, whitebait species, are declining in numbers, and the whitebait runs are generally smaller than they used to be, as many of the spawning grounds have been destroyed. Most of the country, the quality of river water has declined because of runoff from agriculture and other land use, like forestry, things like that. And, of course, out of cities and towns where, you know, sewage and, you know, other stuff like that coming off the roads and things like that. And the exception is, of course, South Westland, because that is the best known and largest whitebait run, and there's not too many people living down there. And there is no evidence down there that there is any decline in the species, and on the Chathams, of course, as well. Same thing. And apart from those five species I listed before, which I'll remind you about, the Inanga, the Ko'aro, the banded cockapoo, the giant cockapoo, and the short jaw cockapoo. Also, there is smelt, which is Retropinna, same old name twice, which is in the Waikato, right here in the Waikato, which can make up a significant portion of the catch, sometimes referred to as second-class whitebait, classist. On the east coast of South Island, Stockel's smelt, which is Stockelia anis odon, taken by whitebaiters, juvenile bullies known as whale feed or dandulan spawn. Cool. Also find their way into the nets on the west coast. Glass eels, the juvenile of long fin and short fin eels, also get caught up as they migrate upriver in spring. And that's unfortunate because I know eels, the longfin eels, I do remember that they come here and then they go all the way to Tonga and then back again over their life cycle, which is really cool and interesting. Just to me, highlights how awesome nature is. So there we are. That's a bit more about whitebait. And I'll come back with a bit more about that after this one, requested by Aaron Moore station manager David Coolgore. Looks like I'm running out. David Kilgore there with, looks like I'm running out. Great video for that one too. They're surfing down Dunedin, if you're into that one. And the season for whitebait, I just want to update people while I'm talking about whitebait, is, of course, the 1st of September around here to the 30th of October. So not so long to go in the season. It's been short in 6 weeks from the previous season due to the scarcity of the species. So, yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting one. I mean, it's a way of life for a lot of folks going out white baiting, and long may it continue. But I guess we just got to be a little bit careful, you know, of commercial white baiters and things like that, I suppose, in case they overtake the limit. I don't know, but it's an interesting one. I know Doc's working hard on it, so hopefully at some stage they will get back to me and we can have a detailed chat about what they're up to and things like that. The Chatham Islands, of course, is the only exception. Their season starts from December 1st until the end of February, their whitebait season. But I haven't. Actually, I was chatting to a whitebaiter the other day, and he said it's been a so-so kind of season so far. But yes, there is a little bit of time to go on that one yet. And yeah, of course, four of those six whitebait species are classified as threatened or at risk of extinction. So. Yeah, that's a bit about whitebait. I may or may not come back with more about whitebait after this one by Shuggy Otis, which goes out to Sarah sitting in the studio chatting away here. I hope you enjoy this one.
Ooh.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. That's Shuggy Otis there with Strawberry 23. That one goes out to Aaron and Sarah sitting down in the studio there planning world domination and the AGM tonight. That's kind of it for the show for today, pretty much. And yeah, that's kind of it for the show today. Hope you enjoy your week.
It's spring.
And get into it. It's certainly warming up and it's lovely, and it seems to be the grass is growing. I've heard a lot more bird chat and things like that this week, which is great. And I love this time of year, he says, as he pads around to play another song, which I haven't got organised. And that's kind of typical of the day, really. I'm going to go out with maybe... Silence on Air. I think I'll maybe go out with the Clean number, I think. Oh, actually, I'll just play Dave. Yeah, sure. And I'll go with an Abel Tasman's number. That's what I'll do. Luckily, I can edit this stuff out later on. And here we are. I'm going to play for you What Was That Thing by the Abel Tasmans. And have a great week, everybody. And me hi ya ho, I got to go. Thank you, Fire Lucy, for that one. And take care, folks. We'll see you again next week. Ka kite.
Run that one by me again. What was that thing you saw? Left it running at my door. One more time, yes, one more time, I should have said. One more time, yes, one more time, I should have said. Your photographs, six of them hanging on my wall. What was that thing you said? Designed to make me feel small. One more time, yes, one more time, I should have said. One more time, yes, one more time, I should have said. That thing you said, run that one by me again. What was that thing you saw? Left it running.